Channel 2 over. This is Channel 2 over. Saturday, the 13th of December, 69. Channel 2 over. Beginning of Channel 2 over. Saturday, the 13th of December, 69. We're getting ready for Sugar Man Boyd. We're getting ready for Sugar Man Boyd. He said he'd come over about 4 o'clock. He said he'd come over about 4 o'clock. Sugar Man Boyd said he'd come over about 4 o'clock. So we're just getting ready for him. This is Saturday, the 13th of December, 69.
I'm good.
Well, I haven't come right in a second. So much going on. I just got in.
Yeah? Yeah.
So
now, see, you got some pretty horses out now.
Oh, they move. Especially this kind of weather.
Yes.
You give them a little something to eat. Well, they just common horses, but they do good. They do all right.
Yes.
You don't monkey the horses.
No, that's my brother Thomas. He's the one that.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Fool with the horses.
Yeah. He had an Appaloosan, old Appaloosan mare over there last time. That's been a long time.
Yes.
That I tried to trade him out of. That's the last time, and I never did trade horses with him.
Yes. I think he's about out of the horse business now. I don't think he got over one or two now. And I think most of them is colts, small horses.
Yeah.
Yes. I think most of the rest of his, he sold them, and one or two of mine died.
Well, he's got so much, he's done so many things, he don't have much time for that, does he?
No, he's working on his house now, trying to get his house fixed. Been working on it the last two or three years.
Yeah. Just puts in whatever time he got?
Yes.
He not working for Mr. Zetrow now?
No, sir. He been quitting. Mr. Zetrow since way back here in June.
Yeah.
We packed watermelon down Mr. Huff. He quit to help us down there, and he never did go back out and help.
Yeah, sit down, matter of fact. We got to go out and,
Yeah, I just wait for that to get in some coffee.
Yeah, catch some breath, man. Yeah, yes, I saw him over here.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing you. Oh, you mean down at the Huff's?
Yes, packing watermelon down Mr.
Huff. Yeah,
we packed watermelon down every year for him. Me and my two brothers. Youngest brother.
Oh, is he in it? Did he pack too?
Yes. Thomas, he helped. Douglas, he helped. Douglas was at the university, I think.
Yeah. You know, I don't know Douglas. I wouldn't know him if I saw him. You know, I know who he is.
Yes.
But I never had any dealings much with him.
Uh-huh.
He used to live right over here on the way in. To
yes.
Over there to the Tuscarora. And has he moved? He lives in town now?
Yeah, he lives in Gainesville up there. Edge of Gainesville up there on the 50th Street, where he lives at.
Mm-hmm.
He's been up there about a year now.
Yeah, I remember. Seemed like time passed fast. Can't keep up.
Yes.
But you still live out here.
Yeah, I still live out here on this side of 75. I've been out here now for about 16 years.
You mean you don't live the same place you did?
Same place I did 16 years ago. I moved in there. 4th day of July, I'll be 17 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I live in that same place.
Yeah.
I was born and raised right here in Micanopy. All my life. Only time I ever been out of Florida, I was never out of the Army. Stayed in the Army about 5 years.
Well, You wasn't raised over there where your daddy lived?
Yes, sir. Well, born.
Well, that's not far.
No.
That's a mile or two.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you probably know all this area around here.
Yes, I know all this around in here.
Mm-hmm. And then you all farmed all the time. You'd grown up, didn't you?
Yes. I used to help Ms. Bowles, and Mr. Bowles, him. Place a lot, worked him.
Oh, did you? What all was they doing when you helped them?
Well, I helped them build fence. They had cows, and I helped them watermelon, drove tractor a lot for them, cutting land, cutting weeds, and all that such as that.
Here's some sugar, and here's some at cream.
All right, I just like such sugar in my coffee.
All right.
Give me a spoon.
I got one here.
And guys got some coffee over there.
boys used to work right smart as hell.
Yeah.
As I hear him talk.
Yeah, he used to work every day.
Miss Boyles.
Oh, you mean Miss Boyles?
Out here on the place.
Yes, she did. That's a working woman.
Yeah.
That's a good woman, her and Mr. Boyles. Mighty fine people, my nose.
Yeah. You know, I bought this place, and I never did see her.
You did?
Mm-mm. See, I bought it through the real estate man.
Yeah. He used to, I'd come in here and see him, and he got hurt, he used to stay right there in that room. I come in here and seen him. Last time I come see him, he couldn't say nothing, you
mm-hmm.
know, and he looked at me and started crying, man.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last time I ever come out and see him.
Mm-hmm. He's just too feeble to even have company, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Too weak. That lasted a long time.
It sure did. It lasted a long time.
A couple of years.
Yes.
Something.
I used to have them, they used to run that 66 place up there, for gas stations.
Yeah.
I hit Miss Bowles up there a lot at that station on the weekend,
Oh, yes. Well, now she did pretty good up there, I guess, didn't she?
Yes, I think she did.
How long did she have that?
I don't remember how long it was. She must have had 2 or 3 years. So.
That's a long time.
Yes.
I guess that's a long time for a person like her. She got into so many things, she couldn't stay in anything too long.
She used to have flowers. She'd sell them flowers. That woman had half a business, man. She made money.
Oh, did she?
Yes, sir. So she made money.
Well, now, when I come here, all the side of that hill down there just had big holes in it, where they dug up flowers?
Uh-huh. She had flowers set out all out there. She had them in gallon cans, big cans, 5-gallon cans.
Mm-hmm.
Man, she had this whole place with flowers around it.
Mm-hmm.
She'd take a load and carry them to Miami, all down there, and floors and stuff down in the cellar.
Well, it seems she couldn't just kept on.
Yes, it is. It looked like after Mr. Boyles, he got hurt and everything. Well, it's like she went to going down there.
Mm-hmm.
Like she didn't give up all hopes of leaving something else.
Mm-hmm.
She just went on down.
She and her sister didn't get along too well afterwards?
I don't think so.
You know, I've seen that. I saw that once before. There were two sisters, and the sister was not unmarried like Mrs. Boyle's sister. And they used to be the happiest people I ever saw. I'd see them out at little parties and all like that, and they just sang and co-sourced. The married girl died. And her husband and this other sister just never did speak again.
No.
Now, what in the world could happen, It's amazing, isn't it?
That's right.
Because they never had showed any of that before.
No. They must have fell out over something or other.
No. Oh, you never would know.
No.
Guess what happened. They're just curious.
That's right.
These gums, there's a right smart lot of gums here. Most of the pine, you see, been taken out.
Yes.
And something ought to be done with these old big oaks. What can you do with them big oaks just to get rid of them?
Well, I don't know. What is them live oaks you got?
Yes, and they're not all live oaks.
Uh-huh. Well, you can. Some people will buy that oak, and cut it up with. I don't think you use the live oak, but they use that water oak.
Yeah.
You can sell that putwood. I think they give you about $2. $2 and something or other a unit for that oak.
Uh-huh. And them big trees?
Yeah, them big trees, yeah. But they don't buy the live oak now.
No.
No, sir. They'll buy them that big white oaks and water oak and all such as that.
Yeah?
Yes, they buy that.
Well, now, I don't know what sort it is now. I didn't know. There's some live oak, but it's water oak and all sorts of things.
Yes.
And they all over the place. And you see, you know how they do them. They're not doing any good.
That's right.
They ought to be taken out and something else allowed to grow.
Yes.
What would you do if they took it out? Just leave the brush there?
Well, you could leave that brush, I'd say, for a year, and that brush seemed to be done rotted up. Said you're one of them choppers, you know. About a year, you can run over that stuff, you know, with a chopper and chop them tops and all up.
You mean these old field choppers?
That's right. Regular roller type.
Roller type choppers. Oh, they're mean, aren't they?
Yes. You can check them and chop that right up.
The kind you fill with water.
That's right.
Yeah. Old, I can't think of his name. Who was a vegetable man? He died a year ago. Made hay and everything. Don't you know he lived down there on the road to Citra?
Yeah, that was a pond.
No.
Wasn't that pond?
No. The fella that smoked a cigar all the time. No Alford. Alford.
Alford.
No Alford.
Yeah. Mr. Noah Alford?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I had his chopper up here for the longest time.
Yes.
That's the only chopper I ever had, but it was sure mean.
Yes.
He didn't want it, and I didn't want it. So I put a notice in that farm bulletin, and a fella come by one day and took it off. Give him $125 for it, and that's more than he paid for it.
Yes.
20 years ago. He'd had it a long time.
That's right.
Now he, you know, I miss Mr. Orphan. He'd worked all over this country.
Yes.
Vegetables and all.
Yeah, I've been knowing old man a long time, Mr. Orphan. I know his boys. One of his boys working up here between him and games, Mr. Randall.
Uh-huh. They were talking about those old oak trees. He says.
Yeah.
That, some of it, not the live oak, might get rid of that. We'll just sell it for pulp, some of it.
Oh.
And we could just walk around there. It'll take a minute. It won't take long. And you could use the gum.
Yes, if it's big enough now.
See? You want it big enough.
Yeah, that's right. In other words, it's got to be trees like this here, you know, for me to use.
Yeah.
But pulp, well, you know, you can take that down like that down that gun.
Yeah.
Now, I don't cut no pulp wood. I cut mine logs, you see.
Yeah. What do people do when to clean up after you leave?
Well, ain't nothing left after I leave but the limbs.
Yeah. And you just leave them laying?
Yes, right. Leave them laying.
I think that's better than trying to burn them.
Yes. What did it take so long to try to pile them up and burn them?
It's mean.
That's so.
And you know it's right costly too.
Yeah, I know
they
it is.
Spend a lot of money on gasoline. You know?
Yes, sir, and on top of that, it's that labor too, what eats you up this day and night.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we just walk around. Oh, that's nice. I'm glad. I'm glad to do this. I put this off so long.
And you do locking. Logging.
Yes, ma'am. I've been doing that now for the last 25 years. Well, ever since me and Mr. Fashion, you know, used to farm over there together. And after I quit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, me and Mr. Fashion used to farm together.
Vegetable farming?
Yes. We farmed together, I think, 3 or 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Then I moved up to Meganope and I've been up there. I worked for Mr. Graham a couple of years. I drove his tractor on the farm. And after that, I've been logging for myself.
Well, he is sort of a logger himself, right?
And Mr. Graham, yes. He logged all the time.
I didn't know him. I knew who it was. I never knew him.
Mighty good old man.
Yeah.
He was a fine man.
Now, that's Louise's husband.
That's right.
Look, forget his name.
Hoyt. Hoyt Graham.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Louise not long ago, and she's in the, she's, you know, she's, she likes music.
Yes.
And she had some of the, I went over there one Sunday, and she had all those country musicians over there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they was making music. You like that?
Yes, I like your music.
I saw surprised to find she's interested in that. She's, I knew her through the Sunday school down there, you know.
Yes.
Well, we were riding the other day up on a, in some woods, and I'm sure we were on a logging trail. A little bitty narrow trail up through the woods.
Yes.
Do you, what do you use, a truck?
I got a bulldozer, you know, pulls mine up and puts them in a pile, and I load my truck then and haul it out.
You have to have a place big enough for a truck to go in.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, this wouldn't be.
I make me a regular road to the ramp, see.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Load my logs.
Well, your truck won't get off there. Out there where it's soft.
That's right. This week I ain't hauled one load of logs, but man, it's been too wet.
What, how can you keep from getting stuck out there? Can you use a...
Oh, I get stuck.
Oh, you do?
Yes, sir.
What do you call those things? A hoist? A
winch.
Winch?
Yes.
Can you use a winch?
I got one on my tractor. Yes.
Well, how would you hook it up?
See, I got a D2 Caterpillar tractor I got mine on.
Yes.
It's in the back of it. It goes into your... In your ring, and you know your... Spindle that comes out through your ray end.
Yeah.
Well, this end of the spindle goes in there and it hooks right around there.
Yeah.
It's like on a tractor.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, now, how do you secure it out there?
Well, see, I got bolts and stuff that hooks right on the back of my tractor.
Yeah.
That's what I do with it.
Oh, you pull it. Oh, I see. You just pull it from your tractor.
That's right.
And you got a gear on your tractor.
That's right. In other words, my gear and my transmission and my tractor, you see, works that winch on it.
Mm-hmm. And that'll, you can just hook your winch to something and it'll pull you out?
That's right.
Tree or
yes.
Something, anything.
Yes.
Well, you oughtn't to get stuck too much then, aren't you?
No, I don't get stuck much with the tractor, but the truck, you see, you get stuck with, get a load on that truck, you get stuck with that. Then you got to get up there and get behind a tree or something over with your tractor, you see, and winch your truck out. Well, you have to do that.
Oh. That this the tree of Scott's attraction.
Yes, sir.
Well, you can pull yourself out, but it's still troublesome, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, I didn't realize you had to have a you know, something big enough of a truck to go in there, because we were just sure that this was a logging. I don't know where it was.
Well, you see down there, you know, in that swamp, see where you do that, would pull them up down the edge, you see.
Yeah.
In the open.
Yeah.
With your tractor and stuff, then you could load your truck there in a clear place, you see. Then go on with it.
Mm-hmm. When you get started, then you would cut up the place.
That's right.
Let's run around. You don't need to go to sea.
Well,
all right.
Okay.
Let's run around. Let's take a tour around here. Let me get my hat here.
Yeah.
I enjoyed my coffee.
Well, you just have to come again.
All right. Well, well.
Now I slung that little tape over my shoulder, under my coat, and taped a little bit as we went along, but a little bit hard. The machine had that great squawk in it, and the leaves made so much noise, and he didn't talk in any sustained way at all. Now this is right out here, where Mrs. Boyle's had her flowers. Those big oaks have grown up out there. And then there's some nice gum trees below them.
I can use all that.
Yeah.
I can hold that old killer down on the Thursday.
That's big enough for you?
Yes, that's big enough for me.
Well, now, there's a right smart that size.
Yes, well, I use all that. See that right on up yon? To the top.
Yeah?
Up there.
And them limbs don't last very long.
No, them limbs rot right out pretty quick, about a year.
Yeah. Well, now, right here, you got a half dozen.
Yes.
Use right here.
Yeah.
But none of these oaks long in here.
No, sir, I can't use them oaks. That's a live oak hole yawning. That yawner's a sugar berry yawner.
Yeah, that's right. I hadn't noticed.
Yes.
And that's live oak right behind you.
That's right.
And right along here where Ms. Boyle's had a had her flowers. See, isn't that an oak right there?
Yes, that's a live oak too.
What ought I do with them?
Well, anything in the world, you can do them things, take them, dead them, kill them. And them things, see him will never mean you both gone.
Yeah. Just stand there.
That's right.
As long as they stand that hard, they get.
That's right.
Cut them over? Cut them down?
Yeah, cut them down.
They still lay there?
That's right.
Even after you cut them?
Yeah, the only thing you can do is cut them down, pile them up, and burn them.
That's a lot of work.
You can do it. You'd be better off let them stand up.
And just deaden them.
That's right.
Okay.
Got to cut that limb off. That limb now off. Trim it up and get a, cut it off here, you see. Below that fence. Okay, all that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now that's for crates.
They make some slats out of it. Yeah, they make boxes out of it. Down that bug. It'll kill them.
Uh-huh.
The old tree there, that knotty tree there. Cut that thing down. Okay, it.
Well, that'd be a good ribbon, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And they can use that.
Yes, they can use that whole limb on that limb big enough, see?
Oh.
Cut that thing down on and cut one up out of that fork on it.
Uh-huh.
Get that.
That's sweet gum.
Yes.
What would come back in there? Just a whole lot of gum?
Well,
I could keep it mowed out.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have here.
That was good gum there, yes. You get boogie without this knot here. It's big enough. It's 300. I'll tell you all right here and get one out of that.
Yeah.
That old guy's live oak, huh? You know, somebody, they got a mill down here at Oxford, you know it. Cut that stuff up and make flooring out of it. Hardwood flooring.
Yeah. Well, they couldn't, they don't want these big old trees.
It don't matter just how big they are.
It don't matter to them.
That's right. They saw them up. Make hardwood flooring out of it.
Well, they could get plenty out of them.
Yeah, sure could.
There's so much out of it. What happened?
Yeah, it's all this grass.
Yeah. Nice to get out, wouldn't it?
It would.
How would you get it out?
Only way to get that out would be dig it out or dig out and put some dynamite on and blow it out.
Well, you can't get in the dynamite. Now, that was that stump, or what's left of the stump, just a little rim and just as hard as metal out in the middle of the far side of the flats pasture. And he says the only way to get that out is to dig it out. All them old oaks again. That really goes up there. Guess it's too crooked?
No, sir. Let's see. You couldn't get much out of that one.
What part would you get out of that?
Be the only thing to get out of that would be them two limbs. You cut it down and get your cut out of that limb and cut out of this limb here.
Yeah. Down. What are you going to, how are you going to keep it from coming back, all that growth from coming back?
That's going to keep it from coming back. Unless you had some poison or something put on that stump.
Do they have a poison?
Some people poison themselves. You cut them, yes.
Mm-hmm. As you cut them?
Yes.
And you can do that?
Yes.
What is it, just something to get on in the roots?
Yes, they take some out and put it around on top of your stump, and it, I think, goes on in the stump
mm-hmm.
and kills it.
And it don't affect the ground?
No, sir, I don't think it does. No,
sir. Well, now, do you do that occasionally?
No, sir, I don't never...
You don't fool with it?
Don't never fool with that. I've cut the trees, and they generally, the man I cut them for, he generally out there behind me, wouldn't it?
Well, that's the first water oak we've come across.
Yes. I was seeing that one there, you know, one over yonder. Look like it. Now, that's a live oak, don't
you? Yeah.
Sell that, too.
You don't use it?
Yes, I cut it.
I don't think... Yeah. That's a good Lord, that's a big one.
Yeah.
You don't see them that big much.
You sure don't.
What's this one here? Hickory?
This is the hickory here.
That'd grow too if it was, had a chance, wouldn't it?
Yes. That's that pretty little hickory there.
Yeah.
Cut that too.
You use it?
Yes.
Be too small, the other too big back there.
I don't know.
What's the head,
That is nine is just older than the other.
Oh. This been cut, maybe.
Yes. About as small as gum, you see how I could cut.
Yeah.
And make anything out of it.
Uh-huh.
One about this size.
Uh-huh.
Top it out if you want 4 inches.
Oh.
Get that one now, this one here.
Yeah. Look at there, you see, that's taking up a half acre.
That's right. That's a live oak.
Yeah, and anything.
That's right.
You could just deaden that and let it go.
Yes.
But up there...
Well, you got in here. $7 worth of it.
Well, if I could get enough out of it to sort of take out some of this old no-count stuff and get a start with something else, it'd be nice.
Yes. I'm long with you. I'll carry that cow to the bull full time, and she won't kick.
Yeah.
So I called the veterinary and asked the veterinary about it. He told me the best thing me to do is sell, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Say, if you kill them, well, then all it'd be is just top dead, top stand up and...
Yeah.
Run to look for your place.
Yeah. And that was the most peculiar thing. Those gums played out in the West Hammock. And that back strip along Fish Prairie, there's hardly any gum. Nothing worth anything. Those big old overgrown oaks. That sugarberry, he calls it. That sugarberry. Then over on the east side, in that little strip there, of gum, it was all too small for him. It was just pulp. All too small for him, just pulp. So we made a trip around the place. We made the round. But most of it was just useless. Just nothing there. And then we were talking, the cows were up here at the end of the lane where I'd left them, you see. When I brought them out of the rye, I hadn't taken them on back to the pasture. We stood there and talked just a minute, but I didn't tape. The little tape machine was making squawking so loud. So that's the end of this visit with Sugar Man Boyd on Saturday afternoon, the 13th of December, 69. This is Channel 2 over, around 355. Channel 2 over 355. And the end of the visit with Sugar Man Boyd, Saturday afternoon, late, the 13th of December, 69. I'm setting this up for Buster on Wednesday, the 14th of April, 1970. On that Alice Chalmers, the lift, the tube that lifts it back in, sprung a leak, and I can't get the tube off to take it in and get a new one. I'm setting up for Buster this Wednesday morning, the 15th of April, 1970. Income tax due.
I got this Patterson's car. I got that truck out there. But my mother couldn't get the thing going. I mean, the old tire's bad on it, and I was scared to go with it because it might have a flat tire.
Yeah.
Then I got old boys and game I'm putting together. And one more.
Yeah,
what is it?
Have a swig before you go.
Have a swig before you go.
Oh, you don't have to
sit down here.
You don't have to sit down.
Oh,
well, they got a short one then.
Okay.
And I got rid of that old Carvel last night and didn't. Just didn't do it.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Well, yeah. What happened to it? The tube there.
Well,
they,
now that's your pressure line on that thing.
Yeah.
And that thing got a terrific pressure on it.
Yeah.
And if you don't, now that return line don't make a whole lot of difference. That thing works all your lifts, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's just like a power hose on a car, you know.
Yeah.
Now, old power hose on a car, them things got a heck of a pressure on them. They sure have.
Yeah.
And,
you just wonder they last as long as they do.
Huh?
You just wonder they last as long as they do.
It's a wonder.
Hmm.
Well, you take an automobile, that thing have a hole in, that thing will shoot out there 20 feet.
Yeah.
I thought a brake system had a pressure on it, but the brake system hadn't got a pressure at all compared to, one of those pressure things like when you, on your power steering,
mm-hmm.
You got a pump on it that builds that thing up, you know.
Yeah.
The pump on it builds it up. I've got an old pump in that garage up there that I'm thinking about converting into an air compressor. Man, that thing will pump up an air tank before you can turn around.
Uh-huh.
The one I got now come out of a big old refrigerator.
Yeah.
And, but man, it got no pressure at all compared to that old pressure pump on a car.
Aerotractor, that thing, that's
got to
pick up a load.
Yeah, that's right. And you take them, they got them on these great big lifts, like at the mill over at Franklin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that thing will pick up 1,000 pounds.
Well, how do they make them so strong? Mm-hmm. It's just a little piece of tube.
I know it. Well, that thing's thick.
It's rubber?
I know it's thick.
Or something.
Yeah, it's got to be flexible.
Not metal.
If not rubber, it's neoprene. And that's stronger than rubber.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Neoprene.
Well, now, what chances? I just put a little more oil in there. It more than likely didn't bother the gear.
Yeah.
It's
just put a little oil, it'll be all right.
Let me tell you, Buster. What happened? Tell me on that. Now, when you came out there and I couldn't crank it out there on that little old Ford. Now, how did it took you a long time to find what a simple trouble it was?
Well, because you
now you just start out there, and I won't fail to hear that. It won't take you but a minute.
Well, you the one that told me what trouble was to start with.
What did I tell you?
You told me the starter was giving trouble.
Oh.
Don't you remember?
Yeah.
You the one that told me that. You said I got starter trouble.
Yeah.
That's what you told me. Well, that's what I started looking for. I come over here and you had that back wheel jacked up and had a flat tire, and you say, I got tire trouble. I see that you looking at that tire there, I know good well you got tire trouble on that particular wheel, see?
Yeah.
And you said you had starter trouble, I started taking the thing off.
Yeah.
Well, it did sound like it was starter trouble.
Yeah.
Because you turn the starter, you know, it's a... Well,
that Bendix. That's what I thought.
Well,
about.
That's what it sounded like. I tell you why. It sounded like the Bendix wasn't running from the flywheel, and it wasn't. But you didn't have enough power.
Yeah.
And you battery to throw it in there. And it's
yeah.
got to be thrown into, got to have enough thrust to it to throw it into that flywheel, which you didn't have, see, because your battery was weak to the point.
But I see, that's the last thing I expected, that big 8-volt battery, you see, would go down.
Yeah. Well.
Now, it took you a long time to find that the battery was down.
Just as soon as I got through looking at the starter, seeing there was nothing wrong with it. Then I knew there was something else to look for.
But you took the starter off and took it over there?
And examined it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was following up your lead, what you thought was wrong.
Yeah.
See?
And, yeah. But nothing wrong with the starter, and then what did you do?
I started looking for something else then. And I thought about looking at the battery.
Yeah. But how'd you find it was down?
I took it over and discharged it because I figured that you'd done run it down. I put a tester on it and found out it was down.
Yeah.
Anything go down, even Samson went down, big as strong as he was. He went down, didn't he?
Well, you brought them back over here, Buster, and it still wasn't working right.
The starter?
Yeah. Don't you know it wasn't charging?
Well, I didn't do that until I didn't bring the, I didn't take the battery with me. We pulled it off and got it started.
Yeah.
And brought over here in the backyard and then changed it.
Sure.
That's when I found out the battery was dead.
Yeah.
After I brought it over here.
Yeah. So you had to take the battery over and charge it.
Yeah.
But now after you got over here, got it back together and running, you still found it wasn't charging. So that battery would just go down again. Is that right?
No.
I don't think so. That's what you found.
Well, I did something to it to put it charging, didn't I?
No.
What?
It wouldn't charge.
It still didn't charge him?
No, we swapped it.
I know we swapped batteries.
We put that little 6-volt back in.
I know it.
Well, it started charging just as soon as you did it.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Well, you remember what I told you?
No.
I told you you'd have to put another regulator on there. Either have that and set, and you can't even get to it to set it.
Yeah.
That's what I told you.
Yeah. Well, now, that's what I couldn't remember. What
you
did
you tell me on that? You can't put an 8-volt in that thing unless you change the regulator.
Yeah.
I either have that regulator set for an 8-volt battery.
Yeah.
Which you can't do, because you can't get into it to set it.
Yeah.
So you just have to put up with a 6-volt.
Yeah.
A good one.
Good one.
A real good one.
Yeah. Now let me tell you, Buster, that's all I need to know. But I want you just to inform a little bit. Where you get your haircut?
Home.
Huh?
Home?
Where's home?
In my house.
You cut your own hair?
Heck no, my wife cuts it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, now look, you've got a barber right there that passes your store every day.
Who is that?
You know who.
Mac?
Yeah.
I wouldn't put up with his food for 5 minutes. He'd have to pay me to cut my hair. I can't sit there and listen to darn dog talk all day. That'd be the first thing you start talking about is dogs.
Yeah.
He's a dog man.
Well, you got some dogs too, huh?
You got one.
Well, it's a smart one.
Yeah.
Except that day he didn't perform for you when you were going.
He performed since then, though.
Has he?
Yeah. I had to give him a little lecture that day.
Oh.
I told him that he's kind of misbehaving in public. He said, well, I didn't see nothing eating your hand. You know what?
Yeah.
He said that he wasn't on relief.
Yeah.
He said, I fight poverty, I work. And said, whenever I work, I expect to get something out of it.
Yeah.
And I told him next time you come up there and we wanted something out of him, I had to give him a piece of meat, some cookies, you know.
I'll tell you, I run into a snag.
Yeah.
Out at the inspection center.
Huh.
They wouldn't pass me on that tail light.
When you crash it?
Yeah.
You got a crack in it?
Yeah.
Well, they sure won't pass without a crack in it. Isn't that something?
Well, you can't see through it.
I know it.
And furthermore, they didn't allow me any time to get it.
They didn't?
You got to order it.
Huh. Well, now sometimes you go to a junkyard and get one. That's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
When did you go up there?
Oh, it's been 2 or 3 weeks now.
Gosh. Well, old wreck of mine I carried up there and lost $4.
What happened?
Well, I had to order some kingpins and bushings and they ain't never got them yet. So I just lost $4. I got to go back again now and I'd be 4 more.
And you don't have a sticker?
No.
They don't give you a sticker?
No.
So you do all that?
Up everything.
So if you're having the trouble, they'll fine you for not having a sticker.
Yeah.
That's not right, Buster.
No, it's not right. Do you know anything the government does that is right?
Yeah.
I know what.
I talked to Tuck Mac's boy.
Take your money away from him, you Maggie.
Do you know Tuck Mac? You know
him well.
You know his boy Lawrence Robert?
Yeah.
All right. He is the head of the one over in Duval County.
Hmm.
And I happened to see him. And I just accidentally got on to that. And I didn't know what he did. And he looked at my tail light and he said, over there, on something like that, they knew it would take a good while to get it. So they gave you a sticker and gave and put a certificate or something on it and allowed you time to get it and put it in, and all you had to do when the guard's man put it in was to sign that and send it to him.
Well, that sounds feasible, doesn't it?
He
That's
said,
the only way to
yes.
work it.
Now, he says that is the station manager out there. That's his choice. He can do that if he wants to. Or else he can just hold your butt to the fire.
Now you take up in Gainesville, I think they kind of go overboard. They'd go to the extreme trying to see how much trouble they can put people to.
Yes.
Oh.
They do.
Yes. And it's not the boy who's in charge of it. It's a highway patrol that's breathing down his neck. It's a nice boy up there, Bob Perry.
Yeah?
You ever hear anything bad about Perry?
No.
I never did.
He never heard nothing good either. Makes it even. I never heard nothing bad. He never heard nothing good.
You don't know him?
I don't even know him. I don't want to see him. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him.
He did the front end on that old American Motors thing. What do you call it?
That old Rambler.
That old Rambler.
Huh.
Yeah, he used to be able to have the gas well, you know.
Yeah.
Buster, you in a hurry. Now, just do me one favor before you go. Faye never has heard you tell about the preacher trying to get an invitation to eat over at your house. What do you say, Wednesday night?
You done caught me at the wrong time. I don't like to talk early in the morning. But I will tell you that, and then I go. I like to talk late in the afternoon. I have my time. This old preacher, you know, you remember Mars?
Oh, yeah.
You remember him well, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, he used to come over here to Eunice Ferguson's and eat, you know. Yeah. And all the widow women, you know, Miss Smith and all of them, I say, you know. But anyway, he can eat at my brother's all the time.
Oh.
That was continuously, day after day. He'd come over at night, you know, and make like he wanted a cup of coffee, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever he'd have a cup of coffee, you know, he'd always see something that looked kind of inviting on the table there, you know, a little edible, you know.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, one day I was coming down the street, you know, and he said, "Boss, you know how he talks, you know." And I said, "Yeah." He says, "What are you doing tonight?" I said, "I ain't doing nothing." He says, "What are you going to have for supper?" I said, "I don't know. I ain't got there yet." I said, "I don't even know what the old lady's going to have." I said, "I don't plan it. She's the one does that." He says, "I was kind of thinking about coming over and eating with you." I said, "You better put it off some other time." I said, "Don't do it tonight." He says, "Why?" I said, "Well," I says, "ain't nobody going to be home." He says, "Well," he says, "what about tomorrow night?" I said, "Well, what's tomorrow night?" He says, "That's Thursday." I said, "Thursday night?" I said, "That's the night that we go out and eat with the neighbors over across the street." He says, "Mm-hmm." He says, "What about Friday night?"
Oh.
I said, "That's Friday night. We always go to town and buy groceries." Well, we always did on Friday night, as our usual custom, you know, to go to town and buy groceries. And I says, "Then when we get back," I said, "it's always real late." I said, "You probably done gone to bed when we get back." I said, "It's always around 11, 12 o'clock. We meet some of our friends up there and have a little conversation, you know." And I said, "Come back, we just have a hamburger. A skimpy one at that." And I said, "You know, you like to eat big high on the hog yourself." And I said, "You would enjoy a hamburger." I said, "I'd be ashamed to sit a hamburger down in front of a preacher." He said, "You would?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "What about Saturday night?" That he was talking about that thing. And he says, so I said, "Well, Saturday night, let me see now." I said, "That's the night that I come home drunk." And I says, "Whenever I get up in the top of the stairs," I said, "I always tell my wife," I says, "hey, this is Snake Pit." That little picture's out of making up, you know. And I said, "That's whenever she jumps on me." And I said, "We go round and around there for about 15 minutes. Darnest fight ever you see in your life." I said, "You ought to be there." He said, "I don't like to see fights." I said, "Well, that's one reason I hate for you to come on Saturday night, because you sure see the best thing ever you've seen." I said, "Then she gets mad and won't cook no supper then." And I said, "We just do without." And I said, "Just sit over there and watch television. She gets in one corner and I get nothing." I said, "We'll sit there and just pout and be mad and be grouchy and don't even say nothing to each other the rest of the night." He said, "Looks like I ain't gonna be eating at your house, don't it?" I said, "Does look that way, don't it?" And I turned and walked on off. At least he walked on off. But that actually happened.
Oh?
It sure did. Yeah. But shoot, I don't care about that. You have something I don't care about, eating at other people's houses or them eating mine. I don't know, a lot of people enjoy that. Now my brother does.
Oh.
He'll go out to people's houses and work, and dinner time come, he just sit down and eat the biggest kind of meal. I just never did believe in that. I don't know why. I just don't like that.
Well, you know,
and I ain't crazy about eating at a cafe.
You know,
No, I'd rather be at home. I don't know why. I'm just that type, I guess.
Preacher Morris, you know, he used to come over here and eat. But the trouble was, he wouldn't ever leave.
I know it.
I don't care how much he eats if he'd go on home.
That's what I want somebody to do.
But he'd kill the evening.
Take up all your time.
And just talk solid the whole time.
Yeah. He's got that put on talk too, you know. He likes to hear himself talk, you know.
Yeah.
You ever notice that?
Yeah.
He'll talk and talk just to hear himself talk.
Yeah. Well, he would name right.
I used to have an old dog. He used to bark all night because he liked to hear himself bark.
Yeah.
He'd bark all night.
Yeah. He would name right. You know, he was named for one of the great orators up there, Carmack.
Yeah.
Carmack Morris.
Huh.
He was a governor, orator, great talker. But, of course, they didn't know that when they named him.
No, they didn't. I tell you. But here lately, he's kind of going against the grain.
Oh?
The last time he was down to make it up there, he had more put on than he ever had before.
Oh, really?
And it's really obvious, you know. You could...
Oh?
He said, "Marshmallow." And he'd drag it out. I thought it was an old tractor trying to pull a cow stuck in the mud out, you know, the way they're growling, all them gears and that grinding, you know. But the last time he was up there, he's kind of putting it on just a little too strong.
Oh, you think it is?
But you know, a lot of people that way, they try to have a style of their own, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to them. Is he getting along pretty well, prosperous?
Right? Yeah, I think he's getting along all right.
That's it. Maybe getting along, gone to his head.
He acted a little funny last time he was up there. He was all right, of course. That picture we got now, he don't put on about him at all, don't act like.
Yeah. He's pretty earthy. Buster, what, is Sugar Man still hadn't gone back to work?
Yeah, he's working a little bit. His old tractor's tore up right now. He was going to start the day the tractor tore up again. He just got the thing fixed yesterday.
He fixed
and
it?
Something else happened, yeah.
He work on it? You have him?
No, I didn't have him. Red Brown helped him.
Well, he helps you a whole lot. I pass there.
Sometimes.
And you were working, and he's standing right there, seems like he's showing you what to do.
No, he's asking me what I'm doing. He's not showing me. If he did, he'd be driving that tractor today instead of having to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
No.
He would have to take it back down again, would he? He's the one needs help, not me.
Well, you do better with someone sort of looking over your shoulder.
No, I don't either. Do worse. Just like after taking that thing off one before you got there, you know, I cussed that thing, got it all out of my system before you got there, see what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people up there aggravate the life out of you in that garage, asking you all kind of questions. Well, guy come up there this morning, name is Delaney, he's awful inquisitive, you know. And he said, "Boss, what you doing in that car? I didn't even answer it." He said, "You ain't mad with me, are you?" I said, "No, I ain't mad with you." He said, "Well, you didn't answer my question a while ago." I said, "Well, you own that car?" He said, "No." I said, "What difference does it make you? What's wrong with it then?" I said, "I got something else to do besides answer questions." I said, "It's hard enough to work on it. Must have to explain to you what all's wrong with it." Well, that's right, too.
Yeah.
Why should I explain to him what all the trouble is? It ain't none of his business, see?
Yeah.
And
well, now, you don't give people short answers like that.
I do. I hear lately I just started. That's a new system I got. I find out I get rid of a lot of inquisitive people.
Yeah.
They want to know too much.
Well,
if I tell them, they know as much as I do about it.
You don't give Sugar Man a short answer.
No, because he don't ask a whole lot of fool questions. That old guy does. Boy, he's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Delaney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'll come up and ask you what you're doing, whose car it is, and all about it, you know.
I don't know him.
No. He's a kind of a funny guy. But he wants to know too much.
Everybody come by and want to know what you're doing.
No, just a few. There ain't many that ask you a bunch of fool questions like that. Just two or three around town, and he's one of them.
But we were don't buy
you. No. Nope,
Mr. Mack don't buy
you. No. Now, he's hard to get rid of, too. He was talking.
Yeah.
You're talking to him, though. He'll talk to...
But he don't ask you anything.
No, not too much.
He'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, he knows everything already. He don't have to. He don't want to find out nothing.
Yeah.
He wants you to know what he knows.
Yeah.
You talking about that?
Does he ever tell you the same thing twice?
Plenty of times.
Is this Mr. MacWeaver?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mac's all right. He's a good old guy. I like old Mac.
Well,
he's long good.
Let me tell you, you out there, and people passing, they think it's impolite not to stop and show an interest in what you're doing.
Yeah, small town especially, yeah.
Yeah.
I know it does. But sometimes you get busy, you haven't got time to talk and explain things. It's like walking out there on the job in the carpenter, working with somebody else, and you out there talking to him, and the man is paying for all that, he don't particularly like that too much. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I know I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
If that man ought to be working, that fellow ought to take up his time.
Yeah. But the way you use that horn of yours, you can't use that out in the country. You stampede the cattle.
Well, I'm not in the road. A lot of time at night, I'd be driving around, you know, I blow that thing up with my wife, so what side of town I'm on.
Yeah. Well, you about in daytime, the cattle all come your way.
I went down by Thrasher's pasture today and blowed that thing, and three heifers jumped over the fence. But there's a new bull coming in the pasture.
Well,
Now,
there's no kidding. Now, they
all.
There's
a new bull, and they jumped over the fence.
Now, what did they do?
Well, they saw that old truck, you know, they started butting it because they're mad because it wasn't a bull. So
no, I'm not asking you for a yarn now. I mean, what? You did go right by that and blow that.
They all gathered up around that barn.
They do.
Yeah. Old man Denton, you know, used to own that old horn. And that's where he called up his cows down there to feed them, you know.
Yeah.
He blew that thing one time, boy, they'd come for miles. They could hear the horn, you know, they'd come. Then he'd give them a few pellets, you know. And that's why they learned it. That horn was feeding time, you know.
Yeah. Well, Buster blew it over there in my pasture. You know what they did?
They all started running, didn't they?
Coming from all directions.
Oh.
And then they didn't see any
any male gentleman.
Any male gentleman making that. And they got all
they
upset.
They got insulted.
Did you see
they
that?
Got insulted.
They got insulted. They upset. They just started running all around.
I know it. Well, they were hunting for him. They knew he was there somewhere. They thought probably was in that body back then, they couldn't see him.
Well, now, do you just go around the countryside?
Doing that?
Doing that?
No, I hardly ever blew that thing.
Yeah.
Unless I do see some cows, sometimes I blow it just to aggravate them, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Irritate them a little bit, you know. But a lot of them don't pay no attention to it.
Oh.
But some of them, sometimes I go across that prairie and I blow it a little bit, you know, and them old cows look up.
Yeah.
And but a lot of them, they really think it's another. And I tell you something else, a lot of them think it's an old cow in trouble.
Oh.
Now, you take an old cow get in trouble, they got a particular noise, sound they make.
Yeah.
And they notify the rest of it something is going on. You can kill a little old calf, something like that, and he'll let out a noise. Every cow around there will get up and tell me.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's right. Mm. And if they smell blood.
Yeah. And also, if you blow that old horn, that's kind of a signal that they don't quite understand. They think something could be going wrong amongst the herd, you know.
Yeah.
You know, cattle's kind of clannish, you know. They kind of stick together.
Oh, yeah.
And if something like that unusual noise, it sounds like a calf or an old cow in trouble, they immediately want to make a little observation, you know, and find out what it is.
Well, how did you get a hold of that old horn?
From Baron?
From Denton.
Well, he had an old truck, you know, and he traded the thing off.
Yeah.
And he was going to take it and put it on his other truck. And one day he's up there and he said, I don't know when I'll get around to it. I said, I'm going to put it on the old truck of mine and use it until you get ready for it. He said, go ahead. He said, wait a minute, I can't use that on my truck anyway. He said, that's an 8-volt, 12-volt that I got now. And that's a 6-volt horn. I said, it won't work. Burn it up. He said, oh, just keep the thing and use it until I get ready for it. And later on he died, you know. Over there.
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't use it on that other truck he had anyway because it was a 12 volt and it'd burn it up. And it's a 6 volt horn, see?
Mm-hmm. Not even, you couldn't even use an 8 volt on it.
No. Yes, you could use an 8.
Well, that 8 volt sure got me in trouble, didn't it?
Yeah, it'd get anybody in trouble. I don't like an 8 volt battery.
What are they for?
I had them in that old wreck of mine, and that generator never would charge. Of course, like I say, I could have had it set, you know. But I had a real good 6-volt on them heavy duties.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a great big. That thing was that long. Heavy. Still got it. Mm-hmm. And I started using it and didn't use the 8 at all. Mm-hmm. And them 8 volts will burn out your lights, too. They'll last a while on that 6-volt, and the first thing you know, they'll burn out.
Oh, really?
Blow them.
Mm-hmm. How much trouble would it be to put one light on that little tractor? Well, next time you come over here, put one on.
Just when you see it at night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's a help.
I can buy one and a switch.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I gotta go, because I got a lot of work to do.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those two pieces of hose on that car, take the juice. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, that was it, a half an hour, but he busted. That's a half an hour. He got in, and we really wangled him this time. I was going to stay in and let him come in here and tell me what to do, but I thought I'd better run out there and see if I could be sure he's doing the right thing. I got out there just in time to help him. He couldn't take it out. We had to take that old seat off, and the bolt that held it was just... We had to use that squirter on it. This is about 8, 25, 30, 40, somewhere along there. At the end of this reel on Wednesday, the 14th, 15th of April 1970, income tax returns due today, the deadline. This is, and this is choice. This is all right. This is choice. It's a little hurried, just a little hurried, but not much. He didn't do well on reconstructing that 8-volt battery that caused me all the trouble. He didn't just take hold of it, and I had to prompt him all along, but he got the heart of it. That's Wednesday, the 15th of April, 1970. That's about 8:50, the end of this reel, Channel 2 over, I guess it is.